I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will flow. Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. There is power. The Holy Spirit will move within us. Heart will be turned. Apart from that, life will be transformed in Jesus' mighty name. Today, to His glory. Daddy asked me to share some, testimonies and what the Lord has been doing in my life and as the Spirit leads. Now, there is a lot in that when it comes to sharing testimony. You begin to wonder, which one am I going to share? Because there are so many of them. And as I was pondering over these, as I was thinking about this, God gave me few target phrase or words for this message. The confidence of the cross. That is why when Sister Ivy was mentioning the work that is finished at the cross. But in the end, he was standing in your testing times. Standing in your testing times. How do you stand at the time of testing? Tests will come to all of us. Nobody has written a test here. Have we all gone through some tests? You know, Daddy always said, who wants big testimonies? No hands raised up. Who wants big tests? All hands raised up when it was big testimony. And when it was big test, people were careful. But testing is important. In fact, testing is inevitable. Without test, there is no progress. Testing is process in God. But I pray that the Lord Himself will qualify you. You will pass the test. You will reach your goal. You will get the promotion in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Why testing? Question. Why? John 16:33. The book of John 16:33. I'll read that. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you." He said that in me, you may do what? Have peace in the world. Everybody say in the world. You will have what? Tribulation. But what did he say? Be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. The Lord has deprived the enemy of any power to harm us. But what? We will have trials. We will have tribulations. So, testing will come to everyone. The important thing is for us to pass the test. Not to despise the test. And for us to learn valuable lessons. It's more the principles that I will hope to say some things about in the latter part of this sharing. And I pray that the Lord of heaven will grant grace and will take hold of my faculties even as we go into His word. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There are testimonies in the past, distant past. There are testimonies in the present past. One, my mother. I have a mother that gave birth to me. I have a mother that is my mother, that is sitting here also. But I share that one of my mother first. Why? Because that's about 10 years ago. You can't forget these testimonies. Because if you forget, then you forget the power, the goodness, the faithfulness of God that has done that for you. Because you will need that same power to overcome what you are going through now. God has been faithful. He's been good. And is able. He's still on the throne. Amen? I was trusting God that she will be here and spend time with the grandchildren. I knew she had some challenges with her health. And I know these health challenges is likely to deprive her of the visa. I know that. In spite of what I know, in spite of how I felt, I think I've shared it with Daddy before, But I share this quickly because of time. I remember that day. It's all stories now. She was here. She spent 1 year. She went back and she was in good health. I don't think anybody thought that anything was wrong with her. So you don't, nobody will know. She did bad day. There was dancing. There was smiling. And I just give God the glory. That day, I remember, about 10 years ago, we were doing Bible studies in Sydenham. At Daddy and Mommy's place. This is why the principle that you're going to hear today by the grace of God is beyond the testimony. If you want to make your life to be full of testimonies and testimonies and testimonies, these principles are going to be important to learn them. Because I reflect at the past, and I still reflect now. I was driving after we finished that Bible study. And I believe what is shared at that time, my memory serves me right, have no anxiety. He still said, do not have any anxiety about nothing. God will look after every of your concern. Just pray and give thanks to God. And then God will do it for you. I got a call. That call was unusual. It is the call from the chief medical officer. How can the person who is the chief medical officer that looks after people that are coming to Australia for visa call you? And I picked the call. And he said, I just want to say to you, the mama is with me. I checked everything about her health and she's perfect. He didn't need to call me. For him to have done that, that is confidence assurance. So what was a big test for me, and I didn't say because of that, we wouldn't go and apply. I got the assurance, even from the top dog. He never called me before, ever. And that was the only time and the last time that he will call me. So God can answer your prayer. Amen? That was 10 years ago. We were here last week when Daddy was asking people to come for pray, for anybody who has pain in their body. Mama here said to me, I'm going to church today. Even though I feel a bit of cold, but I'm not going to miss church on 2 Sundays. I'm going with you. Who would have thought that there would be altar call on that day? I just want to thank God for her life. That because of her expectation, God met it. Amen? What do I say? Last year, we all know my wife was working with crutches. What happened? We have no idea what happened. I just trusted God. What of this? What of that? What of if she cannot? You know, you are reading all manners of stories. Anybody who has this problem, you know, their leg may be, you know, may be gone. I'm thinking, hey, God, my hope is in you. But you see, she still runs. She still jumps. She still dances. She still worships. She still does all of that. Because God is good. And I remember, Jolade was one day sleeping and was not going to wake up for some reason. We joined faith. This is many years ago. We held hand, we joined faith in prayer, and she woke up. Ademide swallowed a big screw like this. Daddy was a witness. He vomited it. How many of these things can we talk about? So, as Daddy always say, if you think anybody just goes through life in the flowery bed of roses, you are just deceiving yourself. There is nothing like that. Everybody have their own measure of what? Of tests. And if you want to have testimonies, then stay tuned. Stay tuned. And the Lord will give it to us in Jesus' name. I will share the testimonies of Brother Lucky. He's probably thinking, oh, Sister Hella, Sister Dunsey, and all of them. It's about the faithfulness of God in jobs. Even Sister Ivy. Jobs that are meant for people who have more experiences. When do they get it? They get it just like that. In spite of, despite of. That is favor of God. So those are some of the things that have blessed me. Those are some of the takeaways that I have. It's not just one thing. It's not just, I was there yesterday. The preaching that Daddy gave was powerful. That is good. But every day, God is new. Every morning, God is new. And he wants you to dwell, to abide in him at all time. So that is when your life can become a testimony. Amen? What can we say about our church? Mine yours and ours. COVID years came, COVID years went. We survived it. That is not something to be taken for granted. Thank God for that. Appreciate God for that. And you know the story of our campus last year. You know what we went through. This year, the story has changed. Amen? Can you give God a big round of applause for that? Our God is good. And all the time, the testimonies are not an end in themselves. They are just the beginning. The journey itself is important. Because when you are looking for testimonies only, you are looking for spectacular. You don't want to learn through it. You don't want to understand the process. I think the process is more important than even the finished work. Because then you can duplicate it. You can duplicate those success. Do you see any company that has succeeded over years and years and years? It's because they perfected process. Look at Coca-Cola. For almost or more than 100 years, it's the same Coca-Cola you drink in Bangladesh that you will drink in Brisbane. Why? Because the process of making Coca-Cola has been perfected. If you perfect how to receive from God, you can duplicate it time and time again. Time and time again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Question. How do you stand in testing times? How can you triumph when you are tested? How do we turn tests into testimonies? Those questions are very, very important. And the answers have four elements in them. These four elements, we all know them, but stay tuned. Not yet. Let's establish the fundamentals, the fundamental principle. And Mommy went there this morning. And this is why I say, you will get snippets if you have an expectation. Everybody knows that our God is good. And God is able. God is faithful. So first look at God is good. We look at God is able. And then we look at God is faithful. Amen? Because he loves you. Because he cares for you. He will not allow you to be consumed by your test. You will pass that test. You will reach that goal. You will fulfill purpose. Your life will be an advertisement of the goodness of God, of the faithfulness of God, of the love of God. In Jesus' name. John 3:16. For what did God do? He so loved the world that he gave his only one begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not what? Will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Question. Do you believe? You believe. He heard that worship song. Do you believe for it? If you believe for it, you will not perish. Your test will not make you to perish. Your test will turn to a testimony in Jesus' mighty name. John 14:15-18. This is very important about the goodness of God. John 14:15-18 in the New King James Version. If you love me, what did he say? Keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you what? Another helper, that he may do what? He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells in you, and he will be in you. He will not leave you often, and he will come to you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will dwell in you. You will carry the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, because that is your game changer. Even as you go through that test, that will remain your game changer. The power of the Holy Ghost will continue to hit you, will continue to move you forward, to propel you into your destiny. In Jesus' mighty name. You must believe. You must believe. There is another one that I want to add to that. The book of Lamentations. The book of Lamentations. 3:25-26. We said that the Lord is good. What did it say? The Lord is good to those who do what? Who wait for him. to the soul who does what? Who seeks him. 26, it is good that one should do what? Hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Does that resonate with you? Waiting. When you are being tested, you are having to wait. Huh? When you are being tested. When God is saying that he's good to you. If you can wait, it's good to you. If you can seek him, he's saying that if you hope quietly, that the salvation of the Lord will be yours. In this lamentation, same one, Amplified Classic brought it out very well. Amplified Classic brought it out very well. It says, the Lord is good to those who do what? Who wait hopefully and what? Expectantly for him. For those who do what? Who seek him and inquire. And for him and require him the right of necessity and of the authority of God's word. Are you waiting on the authority of God's word? It is good that one should do what? Hope and wait quietly for the salvation, the safety and ease of the Lord. Amen. Our God is dependable. Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, he's still good.
Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good.
You are good, you are good,
Jesus, you are good,
Jesus, you are so good to me.
In all circumstances, in all circumstances, oh,
Jesus, you are so good to me.
In all circumstances, in all circumstances, oh.
I don't care what the test you are going through. I don't care what the ailment it is that doctors have said. I don't care the report that doctors or other professionals have written about you. Just know that God is good. As Daddy always mentioned, get it settled in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, that God is good and is good to you. Amen? You know what we are looking at? We are looking at the fundamentals first. Because we said it's important for you all to stay, to stand strong while you are being tested. God is good. We all know that. Faithfulness of God. Psalm 26:3 in the New International Version, NIV. Psalm 26, verse 3. I have been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. You know, we read in John 3:16 that God is good because he so much loved the world. So if you are mindful of the unfailing love of God, then you know that that test is going to turn to testimony. It's not going to consume you in Jesus' mighty name. See that in TPT, the same scripture in the TPT. It says, I will never do what? Lose sight of your steadfast love for me. Your faithfulness has done what? Has steadied my steps. I pray the Lord will steady your steps. As you go through the test, you will remain standing. You remain standing and you remain standing strong in faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. We are looking at the principles. Testimonies are good, but you got to know all of these things. What produces the fish? Not just the fish. How to? 5:24 in the Amplified Bible. It says, faithful and absolutely trustworthy. Everybody said faithful? Trustworthy is he who is calling us to himself for your salvation. He is a faithful God. For he will do what? He will do it. He will do what? He will fulfill his call by making you holy. He will guard you, watch over you, and protect you as his own. In Jesus' mighty name. Faithful you are. So faithful. faithful, forever you will be. So faithful you are. All your promises are yes and amen. Huh? All your promises are yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Because of time, we all know about the ability of God. We all know the scripture in Ephesians 3:20 very well. We all know that. Can we just go there? Ephesians 3:20 quickly. Ephesians 3:20. And I will read that in the TPT. It says we should never doubt. Never doubt God's mighty power to work what? In you and accomplish all this. Everything that you are trusting God for, do not doubt his power. He will achieve what? Infinitely more than your greatest requests. That means it will surpass your expectation. God will go far and above, beyond and above for you. Your most unbelievable dream, it will exceed your wildest imagination. God will do what? Outdo them all. Did you see all in the beginning? And did you see all over there? He will outdo them all. He will go far and above. Because what? His miraculous power constantly energizes you. And there is power in the blood. There is power in the blood to wash away all your sins. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It can stand the blood of Jesus. And the name of Jesus is powerful to overcome. To overcome cancer. To overcome poverty. To overcome difficulties. The name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. They are both your keyword. Deploy those weapons. And you will see God's ability at work in your life. Amen. So do we all well set with the fundamentals? God is good. God is able. God is faithful. And he's faithful to you. To me. It's not just in the ear. He's faithful to you. You're going to arrogate it to yourself. And that will be your experience. In Jesus' mighty name. We'll spend the next few minutes to now just talk about why. I said to you, summaries. I said to you, what are the pillars behind these fundamentals? How? What are the principles that you can get? And I will do that as a summary of the principles only. Just summary, so that we can wrap this up. There are four key principles that we need to know if you want to stand during your testing times. If you want to remain standing, if you don't want to fall apart when trouble comes, if you collapse, the scripture say in the day of adversity, what did the scripture say? There is nothing much to you in the first instance. I know there is more than our body. There is a greater one that lives inside of us, that is energizing us, that is giving us the confidence. People may say, who do you think you are? You know, me pastors preach one of the messages before. He's talking about identity crisis. And he said, who are you? You said you are the child of God. You are special. You are made in the DNA of God, and you carry his essence. And because of that, who are you? You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. Four principles. One, everybody says this. Know what? Know God. Know God. Number two, speak God. Number three, declare God. And number four, live God. Now that may look like, what is that? Okay, I will repeat it. Know God means know the word. Know the word. Number two means speak God means speak the word of God. You know the God and his word, they are one and the same. We all know that. Then declare God. Declare what? Declare his word. What did Daddy Pastor always say? When contrary situations arise, when you are seeing contradiction in the signpost on the journey to your fulfillment, what do? Maintain what? Maintain your declaration. Then number four, live the word. Leave the word. Leave the word of God. Don't just make it a Sunday medicine. And we'll share one or two scriptures, and then I will bring this to a close. Know God. Those who know their God, what will they do? They will be strong. The book of Daniel 11:32 says, those who do wickedly against what? Against the covenant. He shall corrupt with what? With flattery. But the people who do what? Who know their God, they will be strong and do what? Carry out great exploit. Look at that in the Amplified Classic. It says, Daniel 11:32 in the Amplified Classic. It says, and such as violate the covenant, he shall what? He shall pervert and seduce with flatteries. But the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. That is the benefit of knowing God. Now, speak the word of God. Principle number two, speak the word of God. Right speaking, right thinking, right speaking, right acting. Proverbs 18:21. If you are there, please turn to it. I will direct you to the easy to read version, the ERV version. The tongue can speak words that bring life or death. What are you speaking to your situation? Those who love to talk, if you love to you must be ready to accept what it brings. Your speaking is very, very important. The idea has taught us, if you don't like what you are seeing, if you don't like what you are going through in your life, he said, change what you say about it. Speak increase to lack. Speak health to illness. Speak wealth to poverty. Speak overcoming to somebody who is under possession of the enemy. God will deliver you. Your God will deliver you. He will set you free in Jesus' mighty name. Declare the word. Declare the word. Maintain your declaration over contrary situations. In the book of Job 22:28, it was written there. You shall do what? You shall declare a thing. And what? And it will be done what? It will be established for you. Who will declare a thing? You. Who will declare it? You. And when you do it, what shall happen? It will be established for who? For you. And what will happen? Light, understanding will shine on your ways. Amen. Amen. Number four, live the word of God. Live the word of God. This is very, very important. Be kingdom-minded. Be kingdom-minded. Live your life for God. There is a key scripture in Matthew 6:33. We all know that. Seek first his kingdom and all his righteousness. And everything else that you worry about. This test that is coming up to you. How are you going to pass it? All these tests. How are you going to pay your bill? How are you going to do the school fees? How are you going to do all of that? Leave all of that. God will sort it out. God will sort it out for you. In the book of Proverbs 4:18 in the Amplified Classic. Same Proverbs 4:18. It says, and I read, but the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is what? It's like the light of dawn that shines more and more brighter and clearer until it reaches its full and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. You see, the path of the just and righteous. How are you living your life? How are you living your life? Are you living your life for Jesus? Are you living your life for Jesus? If you think, oh, I don't see Jesus. Okay, how do I know? You have our spiritual parents here. You have daddy pastor here. Follow him. Isn't that what Paul said? Follow me as I do what? As I follow Christ. So that you can experience the wonder of the word of God. What God has deposited in his life can be yours. Follow what he's saying. Follow what he's leading. Follow the direction of the Holy Spirit in his life. And you will be a partaker. I told you that 10 years ago, I was just living a Bible study. He had a word there, and I believe God, and I got that call. It's completely ridiculous that the chief medical officer of the whole of people who are doing visas for Australia will call me. Who am I for him to do that and say everything is okay about your mother's health? Do not worry. Wow, from that day, I know the visa is approved. Hallelujah. God will turn your test into testimony. God will turn your test into testimony. You will not be consumed by the fire of the enemy, because when you are in that fire, the Lord is in that fire with you. You know, with those three Hebrew boys, they said, we don't even care what's going to happen. We're not going to bow to this idol. We are going to do the bidding of the Lord. That is how you stay strong in faith. That is how you stay strong and turn your test into testimony. By not letting go, by not giving up, by having a breakthrough mentality. When tests come, just know that, well, this is another way, another reason to glorify God. It will end in praise. It will end in praise. So it will be for you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. It doesn't matter how far you run. It doesn't matter how backward you have gone. The love of God will catch you. The Lord of God will catch up with you. He will arrest you. No matter how far you run into his arm, because he has his arms open. He said, come to me, those of you who labor and are heavy laden. Come to me. Come to me. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. You will not struggle. You will not struggle. You will overcome. Your test will be a testimony. God is restoring those years that the enemy have eaten, that the locusts, the cankerworm, that they have devoured. The Lord is restoring it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. God has the final say. Who has the final say? Jehovah. Who has the final say? Lord. It is not the test that you are going through. See God in the test that you are going through. See God in the test that you are going through. Don't waste your testing time. Don't waste your waiting time. Use it to mature. Use it to understand the process. Use it to understand the ways of God. Not just the hand of God. Testimony is like the hand. It's just showing you what you can do, but understand his way so that you can perpetuate it. So that you can perpetuate it. Oh, Father, thank you. Father, thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. We give you praise. Can we all stand? Can we all stand, please? You are beautiful beyond description.
So marvelous for us.
Wonderful for all creation.
Nothing ever seen or heard. Who can fathom your
infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love?
You are beautiful beyond description,
majesty. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Though you love to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. My prayer remains that anything that looks like a serious testing, any hope that looks like it's lost, when you keep standing in faith, keep believing, oh, that hope will be redeemed in Jesus' mighty name. Learn to stand strong through your testing times, and I pray the grace of God will make that happen for you, and you will give testimony. Your test will turn to testimony in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord!